All right, so today we're diving in something that might just change how you think about mediation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to be looking at this excerpt from an article. It's called The Real Role of Counsel in Mediation.
Okay.
And I think this piece has some really interesting points in it. So,
yeah, looking forward to it.
Imagine you're heading into mediation.
Okay.
Maybe you've done this a million times. You're like a pro at this, or maybe it's your very first time.
Right.
Either way, wouldn't it be cool to have kind of a secret weapon? A way to just shift your mindset and be super effective.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want that?
Totally. And that's what this article is all about. It calls these things, mediation mind shifts.
Okay.
And basically it's about reframing the way we approach conflict.
Interesting.
So I'm curious from your perspective, what are these mind shifts all about and why are they so important in mediation?
Well, what's really fascinating is that they're not like these, sudden epiphanies.
Right.
It's more like gradual shifts in thinking that help move everyone from that, initial conflict towards a resolution.
Okay.
It's not just about winning legal arguments.
Yeah.
It's about changing how we view the people involved, the risks, and even the possibilities of a solution.
I see.
It's about looking at the whole picture.
That makes sense. One thing that really struck me in this article was the idea that lawyers who, were trained to be these fierce advocates, right?
Right,
they might need to kind of reframe their approach for mediation to really work.
Absolutely.
It's almost like you're switching gears from battle mode to like collaboration mode.
Exactly.
So have you seen this in your own experience?
Oh, absolutely. It's a crucial point. Preparing for mediation is a whole different ball game compared to prepping for litigation.
Right.
It requires a different kind of readiness.
Yeah.
Not just in terms of the legal stuff, but also emotionally and even in your attitude.
Okay.
Both the lawyer and the client need to be on board with this shift.
So it's a mindset thing. Interesting. The article actually goes as far as calling mediation a theater of persuasion.
That's interesting.
It's like this blend of art and science.
Yeah.
And that's a really vivid analogy. So how does that play out in the real world from your perspective?
Well, one key aspect is what I call the people component.
Okay.
Which is often overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to get caught up in the legal arguments,
Sure.
But at its core, mediation is about people.
Right.
It's about understanding the needs, the concerns, and the motivations of the people involved.
Yeah.
We need to get to the heart of what's driving each party's position. It's not just a battle of contracts.
I see.
It's a story of human interaction.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And this article really dives into that human element.
Okay.
With six people-focused points that I think are going to be really valuable for our listeners.
I definitely agree with that. Each point offers a unique perspective.
Yeah. So let's break these down one by one.
Okay.
The first one is know yourself and your client. Now, this might seem pretty basic at first.
Right.
But I bet there's more to it than meets the eye.
Oh, for sure.
What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, before you even step into the mediation room, you need to be crystal clear about your client's desired outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
What are their top priorities? What are their absolute non-negotiables?
Right.
But it's not just about your client.
Oh, okay.
You also need to examine your own relationship with opposing counsel.
Interesting.
Are there any pre-existing dynamics that could affect the process?
I see.
Being self-aware is just as important as understanding your client.
That's a great point. It's about setting the stage for a more effective mediation by being self-aware and strategic.
Exactly.
Now, point number two is kindness and empathy go a long way.
Okay.
Which might seem a little counterintuitive in a conflict situation, right?
Yeah, you might think so, but you got to remember, people tend to respond much better to kindness and understanding than to aggression.
That's true.
There's this quote from a famous trial lawyer that really stuck with me. He said, "Conflicts come and go. But people will remember how you treated them during the conflict."
Hmm.
Sometimes a little bit of empathy can go a long way in shifting perspectives.
It's a powerful reminder that how we treat each other matters, especially in those high-pressure situations.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it makes me think about those times when, a simple act of kindness just completely diffused a tense situation.
Right.
And it's amazing how much of an impact it can have.
Totally.
And that leads us to point number three, which is all about this power of reciprocation.
Okay.
Have you experienced that? Like where reciprocating kindness actually de-escalated a conflict in mediation?
Oh, many times.
Ooh.
It's almost like a universal law,
Mm.
What you put out into the world tends to come back to
right,
you.
Sure.
If you go into mediation with negativity and aggression,
yeah,
you're likely to get the same in return.
Makes sense.
But if you model positive behavior, active listening and respectful communication,
mm-hmm.
it can create a much more collaborative and productive atmosphere.
So it creates like a ripple effect.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's move on to point number four, which is all about the power of language.
Right.
Building on this idea of empathy, this point highlights how these seemingly small changes in wording
right.
can actually make a big difference in shaping the dynamic of a mediation.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on that?
Words have power,
mm-hmm.
especially in a charged environment like mediation.
Yeah.
Even seemingly small changes in wording can shift the entire dynamic.
Okay, give me an example.
Sure. For example, instead of calling the other party opposing counsel, just use their name.
Okay.
It humanizes the situation.
Yeah.
And helps break down those adversarial barriers.
Mm.
It reminds everyone that we're all human beings right. trying to find a solution.
Creating that sense of respect and yeah. recognizing the humanity in everyone involved.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, point number five gets to the heart of who owns the problem and how we approach finding a solution.
Yeah.
It's like a shift in perspective that can be really empowering.
Oh, absolutely. This point reminds us that the problem ultimately belongs to the parties involved,
right.
not to the lawyers or the mediator. Our role is to facilitate a resolution.
Yeah.
But it's the parties who need to take ownership of the problem and be actively involved in finding a solution that works for them.
Hmm.
It's about empowering them to drive the process and make decisions that they can live with long term.
It's about giving them the tools and support they need to actually craft their own solutions.
Exactly.
Instead of feeling like they're just passive observers.
Right. And as counsel, we have a responsibility to guide our clients through this preparation process.
Okay.
And ensure they're fully ready to engage in a meaningful and productive way. It's not about dictating the outcome.
Right.
It's about facilitating a process where they can find their own solutions.
That makes perfect sense. So it's about being more than just a legal advocate. It's
yeah.
about being a counselor, a strategist, and a guide.
I like that.
And part of that guidance might involve helping clients understand the importance of flexibility and compromise.
For sure.
Because mediation isn't about winning or losing.
Right.
It's about finding a solution that addresses everyone's needs as much as possible.
Absolutely. Sometimes that means letting go of certain positions or expectations
yeah, uh-huh.
to reach a mutually agreeable outcome. It's about seeing the bigger picture and recognizing that compromise can actually be a win-win for everyone involved.
Instead of viewing it as a battle for limited resources,
right.
it's about approaching it with a mindset of abundance.
Yes.
Where you believe there's enough to go around and that everyone can benefit from a creative, collaborative solution.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And that's precisely what these mediation mind shifts are all about.
Yeah.
They're about challenging our traditional assumptions about conflict.
Okay.
And embracing a more collaborative and solution-oriented approach.
By doing that, we can transform mediation from a potentially adversarial process into a truly transformative one.
Absolutely.
Instead of seeing it as a battleground, we can approach it as an opportunity for growth, understanding, and ultimately resolution.
Beautifully put. It's about reframing our entire perspective on conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And embracing the possibility of finding common ground and building lasting solutions.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
It has.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface of this topic.
Yeah.
But we've already uncovered some really valuable insights.
It's been a pleasure diving deep into this with you.
Likewise.
These mediation mind shifts offer a powerful framework for anyone involved in conflict resolution.
Absolutely. And I think we have a lot more to uncover. So let's continue this conversation in our next part.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's like you got to slow down to speed up sometimes.
Yeah.
You're building that foundation of trust and understanding, even if you don't get a settlement right away.
Right.
And I think, you know, for those listening who are seasoned professionals,
mm-hmm.
this also means being able to like spot those subtle shifts in the parties' positions
yeah.
that could signal a path towards a resolution down the line.
Right.
It's like reading between the lines.
Uh-huh.
These 6 points are so insightful.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone going into mediation, whether you're a lawyer or a client,
mm-hmm.
would benefit from really taking these ideas to heart.
I agree.
It's a whole new way to think about the process.
It is. It really highlights that mediation isn't just a legal procedure.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's
yeah.
about understanding human behavior, reframing perspectives, and finding solutions that truly work for everyone involved.
It's a much more holistic approach than just focusing on legal arguments.
Exactly.
It acknowledges that there's a human story at the heart of every conflict.
Right.
And speaking of approaching mediation in a more holistic way,
okay,
the article goes on to talk about how these mind shifts play a role in how we prepare for mediation.
Right.
And I think this is a crucial but often overlooked aspect of the process.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What are your thoughts on that?
So mediation prep is absolutely essential.
Yeah.
And it needs to go beyond just gathering documents and crafting legal arguments.
Okay.
It's about preparing your client emotionally and mentally for the process.
Right.
Helping them understand what to expect and setting realistic expectations.
It's about getting them into the right headspace for collaborative problem solving.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see how that would make a huge difference.
It does. It also helps them develop a clear understanding of their own interests and priorities.
Mm-hmm.
As well as those of the other party.
Right.
The more prepared they are, the better equipped they'll be to make informed decisions.
Okay.
And find creative solutions.
So it's about empowering them to be active participants in the process.
Precisely.
Not just passive observers.
Right. And as counsel, we have a responsibility to guide our clients through this preparation process and make sure they're fully ready to engage in a meaningful and productive way. It's not about dictating the outcome.
Right.
It's about facilitating a process where they can find their own solutions.
That makes perfect sense. So it's about being more than just a legal advocate.
Yeah.
It's about being a counselor, a strategist, and a guide.
I like that.
And part of that guidance might involve helping clients understand the importance of flexibility and compromise.
Oh, for sure.
Because mediation isn't about, you know, winning or losing.
Right.
It's about finding a solution that addresses everyone's needs as much as possible.
Absolutely. Sometimes that means letting go of certain positions or expectations to reach a mutually agreeable outcome.
Yeah.
It's about seeing the bigger picture and recognizing that compromise can actually be a win-win for everyone involved.
Instead of viewing it as a battle for limited resources, right?
Exactly.
It's about approaching it with a mindset of abundance.
Yes.
Where you believe there's enough to go around.
Yes.
And that everyone can benefit from a creative, collaborative solution.
I couldn't agree more. And that's exactly what these mediation mind shifts are all about.
Yeah.
They're about challenging our traditional assumptions about conflict and embracing a more collaborative and solution-oriented approach. So by doing that, we can transform mediation from a potentially adversarial process into a truly transformative one.
Absolutely.
Instead of seeing it as a battleground, we can approach it as an opportunity for growth, understanding, and ultimately resolution.
Beautifully put. It's about reframing our entire perspective on conflict and embracing the possibility of finding common ground and building lasting solutions.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
It has been.
I feel like we've only scratched the surface of this topic.
Yeah, there's always more to explore.
But we've already uncovered some incredible insights.
We have.
I think our listeners are walking away with a lot to think about.
I hope so.
It really feels like we've been given this whole new way to look at mediation.
Yeah.
One that emphasizes understanding collaboration and the potential for, you know, really positive outcomes.
Absolutely.
Our listeners are walking away from this deep dive with a lot to think about.
Yeah, I hope so.
So as we wrap up, what's one final thought you want to leave them with? Something to really spark their imagination and get them thinking about how they can apply these insights.
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
And for everyone listening.
All right.
If you were walking into a mediation tomorrow,
what
one shift from these 6 points could you make to change the dynamic?
Wow.
Which one really speaks to you? And how could you actually put it into practice?
Yeah.
So you're about to step into that room.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these shifts could you use to make a real difference?
That's such a powerful question.
Thank you.
It's like it challenges us to take these concepts
right
beyond just theory and actually put them into action in our own lives.
Yeah.
And whether we're lawyers, mediators, or just individuals, you know, navigating conflict, these mediation mind shifts give us valuable tools for creating more positive and productive outcomes.
For sure.
So as you go back out into the world, armed with these new insights, remember the power of perspective.
Absolutely. The importance of empathy.
Yeah.
And the transformative potential of collaboration.
I love that.
And who knows?
What?
Maybe you'll even inspire a few mind shifts of your own along the way.
I hope so. Well, that's all for today's deep dive.
Great talking with you.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of ideas that matter.